Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. The Vernacular Music Center at Texas Tech University is hosting a gala concert tonight with many well-known Lubbock musicians involved, and a conference tomorrow. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the office of Dr. Chris Smith, who is the director of the Vernacular Music Center here at the Texas Tech University School of Music. Dr. Smith, Chris, thank you very much for welcoming us to your space today.
Thanks, Clint. Delighted to be here.
So the Vernacular Music Center is having a fascinating program that starts tonight and tomorrow, this weekend, here at the School of Music. And before we get into the details of that, let me back up just slightly and comment on something that you did last year, which was a series about the electric guitar in America. And this sort of builds on that. So maybe just fill us in a little bit of background before we move ahead. Tell us about that.
Sure. The Vernacular Music Center is involved in research and teaching. We run an ensembles program and also advocacy. And when we say advocacy, we mean we are advocates of an idea of the teaching of music and the sharing of music as being inclusive rather than exclusive, and inclusive of many different people and inclusive of many different musics. The American composer Henry Cowell said, "I want to live in the whole world of music." And we try to live out that precept. So the VMC hosts two biennial conferences, and they alternate. So in the odd years, 2015, 2017, 2019, we host the Arts Practice Research Conference, which is a conference on the idea of makers and scholars of creativity dialoguing with one another and even being embodied in the same people. So to be a specialist in arts practice research is to be someone who makes the artistic process or object or event, but also perhaps describes, comments upon, analyzes, explains, interprets the event to an audience. Now that's something that people in some art forms do. Painters have gallery shows with gallery notes. In the world of music, though, that mostly happens with fairly exclusively, traditionally, with new music composers. You go to a concert of new music, and the composer will have written a note in which he says, "This is what I did and why I did it and how it plays out in the sound." But conventionally, the people who conduct The Rite of Spring or conduct Don Giovanni or sing the roles in Britain operas, they're not the people who then write the critical commentary.
Right.
Arts practice research questions that and links those two things together and says, maybe we can do both of those things. We can be scholars and creative people embodied in the same people in the same conference. And that's every odd year, 15, 17, 19, etc. And so that's what's coming up this weekend, is the TTU Arts Practice Research Conference tonight, all day tomorrow, and then tomorrow night, Saturday night. However, in the even years, the sister conference, which we inaugurated last year in 2018, the same weekend, essentially, in 2018, is a conference that's been organized by my colleague Roger Landis of the VMC called The Electric Guitar in American Culture. And it is the only recurring conference on that particular topic, the electric guitar and its musics, its cultural impact, its cultural symbolism throughout American culture. We had the inaugural conference last year in 2018. It was massively successful. And it was so successful that one of the events that Roger curated brilliantly is actually being repeated as a kind of guest presentation tonight, actually, for APR. And that's a concert which we kind of colloquially call the Guitar Slingers Concert. And essentially, it's a recognition, Roger's very apt recognition, that the South Plains are the home of a very long and rich and diverse music traditions. But that one core central component of the South Plains music traditions has been the electric guitar. And that goes, you know, certainly Buddy Holly's White Stratocaster comes to mind.
Sure.
But there have been generations of fantastic guitar players who came out of West Texas and they tour around the world. But some of them are still working here, right here in the South Plains. And so last year we had 11 different guitar players and a feature concert, kind of gala concert for EGAC, the Electric Guitar in American Culture. They played at the Ice House at Luca, and it was so successful. And the players themselves were so pleased. They were so happy that some of them had never heard one another play because they're always playing.
They're playing, right. Yeah.
We thought, well, let's let EGAC curate a guest concert. So tonight is the second iteration of the Lubbock Guitar Slingers Concert. And we have just a wealth of fantastic talent. These are amazing players. Jazz, blues, norteño, singer-songwriter, a wide diversity of guitar music. And that'll be happening on the Hemley stage. And that's also a kind of part of our vision of inclusivity, the idea that for some of these players actually came through the School of Music, and some of the people playing in the rhythm section, the great drummer Brian Tate and the bass player Jonathan Smither, they have long-standing relationships with the School of Music. Scott Farris, who is emceeing the concert, who runs the wonderful Amusement Park Studios, he came through the School of Music. In fact, he met his wife Amy through the School of Music, and Amy's presenting on the conference. So Hamley Hall is kind of a locus of a lot of history for the School of Music, but also for people across really quite diverse communities of fans and players on the South Plains. And so doing the Guitar Slingers concert in Hamley tonight, that's kind of feels like bringing it all back home.
Right. And that's tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody's going to want to come to this. What a cast of characters you have. Can people just come?
Yes, it's actually a free concert, I'm delighted to say, because we've received very generous support from a number of entities across the campus. So it's possible we are able to make a free admission. That's tonight at 7:30 p.m. in Hamley Hall. I would absolutely encourage that people should show up early, because with open seating and free tickets, we hope that we have a full house, a rockin' full house. Then tomorrow, all day long, in the Senate Room of the Student Union Building, we have papers and presentations on various aspects of arts practice research, and those are also open to the public, and anybody should come by. We think these topics are quite accessible, and we think that our presenters who come from theater and film and music and both vernacular music and also concert music have lots to offer, and we're looking forward to the conversations between and among the presenters and also between and among the audience members who might attend. Then tomorrow evening, also in Hemley Hall, our own University Symphony Orchestra and our University String Orchestra are being led by Maestro Philip Mann in a program of 20th century concert music modernism. The Fantasia on the theme of Thomas Tallis by Ray Vaughan Williams, and then really the sort of iconic, it's in all the music textbooks, 1913, Le Sacre du Printemps, the Rite of Spring by Stravinsky. They've been working very hard to prepare this sort of earth-shaking composition. And so it's really a quite diverse and inclusive weekend tonight and tomorrow of papers and presentations, and participatory workshops, and vernacular musics on the Hemley stage tonight, and sort of iconic works in European concert music tomorrow night.
Right. And on Sunday afternoon, you'll sleep? After?
I think we'll all be thinking about the next deadlines we have to meet on Monday morning. Yeah, but I must give huge thanks to the support of the President for Research and Innovation, Dr. Heppert. Huge support, huge thanks to Dean Zoller of the college, the Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, to our own director, Kim Walker, to the President's Creative Process Commons, which is honchoed by Andy Wilkinson. They've all stepped up to help us and make this possible. Your own radio station, the campus radio stations. It's very much been a mutual and inclusive team effort from everybody.
Well, very best wishes for an incredibly successful weekend.
Show up early.
Right, absolutely. Chris, it's always great to have you on the show.
All right,
I just
thank
love
you.
It. And best wishes, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Clint.
Today's episode of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick, your host. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.